Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that has fixed up all the deception and all the wrong that came in through Adam, Father God. And so thank you that in Jesus now we are not short of the glory. We've been restored into the glory. We've been redeemed into what you deemed for us as your beloved children. So thank you, Father God, for just keeping us in the light, looking to you, listening to you, walking with our big brother, Lord and Shepherd, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Romans 7, verse 20 to 25. So if my behavior contradicts my desires to do good, I must conclude that it's not my true identity doing it, but the unwelcome intruder of sin, hindering me from being who I really am. Through my experience of this principle, I discover that even when I want to do good, evil is ready to sabotage me. Truly, deep within my true identity, I love to do what pleases God, but I discern another power operating in my humanity, waging a war against the moral principles of my conscience and bringing me into captivity as a prisoner to the law of sin. This unwelcome intruder in my humanity. What an agonizing situation I am in. So who has the power to rescue this miserable man from the unwelcome intruder of sin and death? I give all my thanks to God, for his mighty power has finally provided a way out through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. So if left to myself, the flesh is aligned with this law of sin, but now my renewed mind is fixed on and submitted to God's righteous principle.
Hallelujah. Yeah, so as I shared yesterday, you know, this is something I've really come to understand, because I know sin gave pleasure for me for a season. It got me, my attention, got me my hand clap, and it's something that's our conscience. We seek for that because we are the God class, and God has got wonderful ideas and plans for us. But then the devil comes and deceives us and leads us into the wrong path. But then also, I'll send you that scripture now as well, that Hebrews points out that it just gives pleasure for a season, because we're made to be the God class. So we can play around with the deception. It's like a kid or a boy growing up, and he so loves his dog, and he gets lots of fun out of his dog. But then there comes a time he desires something better. He desires someone in his image and likeness. And then what God created for man, he created a wife. It's good to have a wife. So that's the same type of thing. Our spirit man, our conscience, and then our reasoning as well. We start seeing the repercussions of sin. We reason, this is not where we belong. But then we find we can't go into those good things. And when we take hold of laws to try to help us, we find it just exposes that there's a power greater than our good intentions, our conscience, and our reasoning. So we need a power that is greater than that to liberate us. And I've shared that a lot, and I'll share it again. We see then in Ephesians 2, verse 2, that spirit that is at work in sons of disobedience. But then in Ephesians 2, the Lord tells you he delivers you from that as well. So that's why they're right at the end here now, Paul cries out, who will deliver us from this body? See, it's a body. It's a power of the sins of the flesh. You know, so it's not our body. Our body is just the vehicle that brings forth these wrong attitudes and actions. But it's actually, there's a power that's got to be put out. And then praise God for Jesus Christ. And then many of the translations just conclude right at the end, the last verse, just saying in that scenario, your conscience and your mind wants to do good, but you find a greater power at work in you, so that you are subject to that power. But then that's, yeah, the verse just before, thank goodness for Jesus Christ. Then you go now into Romans 8, and there you see that this law of sin that keeps you away from doing the good that God made you to do is broken in Jesus. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus sets us free from the law of sin and death. So that's a whole lesson. The law is a tutor to lead us to Christ. Bless you guys. Stay in the light. Stay with the Lord. Stay looking to Him. Stay hearing from Him daily. Because if you're not getting fresh manna, not getting daily manna, the darkness, it just is around all the time, and it is there to rob you from the joy of the Lord, the love of the Lord, the plan and the favor of God. So stay in the light as He's in the light, and the blood of Christ keeps you in the light as He's in the light. Amen.
Amen.